Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Your words will be realized.
Words. It's all about words. Conversation. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The situation that many people had wondered about for this past week or two. Well, that's the business about whether the UK stays in the European Union has been a discussion topic for how long? A year?
Yeah, a long
2 years?
Time.
Yeah. And the issue was what? In your opinions, what would the two of you say was the big issue in terms of the Brits staying in the European Union?
I think it was mostly financial, right?
Yeah, economy and also, I think, security. I mean, I would say that probably the inception of the refugees had a huge impact on the decision because, you know, I don't think we knew this so much here in the United States, but the European Union dictated how many refugees Britain was getting. It didn't matter what their government said. It was the European Union saying you're going to get X, Y, Z. Yeah.
And that's why that's the key thing. I think
that's
you just hit the nail on the head. I believe that's why they voted. Remember, London seems to be the only city and the only part of England that benefited from the EU because of the trade, people coming back and forth, good for business. Rest of the country didn't like it, especially when the immigration situation got out of hand and these people that are coming from all over the Middle East just fanned out all over England, going to Manchester, Birmingham, down to the southwest coast, to Southampton, off into the country, all over the place, people walking around like nomads. And that's what did it. That's what killed this relationship. And it's going
it's okay
to kill.
To be a nationalist. I don't know why we've moved away from that to this globalist movement, but there's nothing wrong with voting for nationalism, really.
Well,
the problem though is that they're not going to get away from this though. They have so many deals and contracts in place that they're going to have to do business with the EU. And so
they're not going to have complete control
over the borders that I think a lot of people believe they're going to.
But under the circumstances, what it does is slap everybody to the side of the head to realize what an outrageous problem we have created in the Middle East. Mm. We have created a problem that now has ramifications not only in Europe but all around the world. And it isn't, it's, but to be fair, actually what I just said isn't right. I often say George Bush is the reason that this is a problem. In the current sort of modern time, yes. But the Brits actually are responsible for what happened in Iraq, because what they did when the British Empire expanded over pretty much the entire globe, they went into what wasn't Iraq. There were three different tribal countries there, now represented by the Sunnis, the Shiites, and the Kurds. They were all separate tribal entities. Same thing they did in Asia, same thing they did in Africa, they did in the Middle East. So they chopped up this area, created an artificial country that brought these groups together that hadn't been together. They don't like each other. They don't want to be together. So thus the war started. And then from it has been created all kinds of mayhem. The most recent addition of Saddam Hussein to the list of the most unpopular people in the world. And then it has fallen apart. So the Brits, basically, if you really want to look in a mirror, the Brits have nobody to blame for the problem of immigration in their country but themselves. Now, fast forward to 2016, what do you do about it? How do you fix it? The way it's being fixed isn't the way it's an impossible situation. You can't keep doing this. They can't, we can't, nobody can. You can't have 60 million plus homeless people wandering around like nomads and expect there not to be any consequences. And because the world, the British and the Europeans and the Americans and the Russians and whoever else had some quasi-interest in what's going on in the Middle East, because they haven't dealt with Daesh, because they're running rampant over there. We're giving them lip service, drop a few bombs, shoot them up a little bit every day. That's not the way
whack-a-mole
to fix the problem.
No. You hit one, 20 more pop up. I said it's whack-a-mole. Yeah. You hit one with the drone, 20 more pop up.
Right. So here's an incredible problem created by the human condition of greed, lust, avarice, whatever. All right, the Brits wanted to control everything. And so for a while they did, until people woke up to the right of self-determination and they blew off the Brits. But in the meantime, the damage had been done. And so now we have this situation, and then we dealt with it in our own way, which wasn't correct, and made it worse. And so now it's more of a problem than it ever was. And we're not dealing with it. It's the same. Maybe this is just part of the human condition. Maybe that's, you know,
there are a ton of correlations between what people are running from, the refugees are running from, and communism. And until you start conquering what people are thinking is, I mean, it really is like fighting like Reagan did. He fought an ideology of communism. You have to fight that same thing. It's not drone strikes anymore. It just doesn't work because it's not like
it's
fighting an old traditional war.
It's the minds of people. We're spending all this money because the military-industrial complex controls what happens in our country and most of the civilized Western world, and now pretty much what goes on in the rest of the world. It's all about the military. It's all about money being made. It's now 13 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to do a little traveling. We're going to do a little training. We're going to do a little exercising. The Ultimate Endurance Challenge, up next here on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's a cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Time for us now to do a little exploring with a lady who's quite an accomplished athlete. Masha Gordon, 42 years old. You don't mind, Masha, that I say you're 42, right?
That's right, yes. It's all right. Hi, Doug.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Very good.
I'm fascinated by your career, but more what you're trying to do with this Explorers Grand Slam. You are on track, as I understand it, to be the fastest woman ever to complete the Explorers Grand Slam. So let's talk about the seven summits that you have to conquer. What's the Explorers Grand Slam all about?
Sure, Doug. Well, actually, I have become the fastest woman to do Explorers Grand Slam. I finished with the summit of Denali a couple of weeks ago. You have to climb the highest mountain on every continent, and you have to trek about 60 nautical miles to each of the poles, the North and the South Pole. I've done it under 8 months, and the previous record was 11 months.
Were you an athlete always in your life? Have you always been a strong woman?
Not at all. I failed PE at school. I was never, ever athletic. I've never seen myself as that. And in my early 30s, I went on a scramble on a hike that a friend suggested, and I fell in love with this feeling of overcoming yourself, of getting on the summit, and getting those happy hormones that you get from runner's high, or in my case, walker's high.
Walker's high. An interesting concept, that is. So tell us what, just give us a few seconds on what it felt like. What was the most, of all the seven mountains that you climbed, which one was the most exciting when you got to the top?
Well, look, obviously Everest stands out as something that is extraordinary, very, very storied. You feel you belong to history. I was probably only the 400th woman to get to the top of Everest. So that was amazing, and it was an extraordinary journey that required endurance. But to be honest, Denali, my last peak, I was climbing it for the second time. I did a technical route, and it was an amazing, fabulous, beautiful, beautiful place.
So how did you couldn't obviously bring your children. You have two children. You couldn't bring them with you. How did you sort of recount for them when you got back what the experience was like?
Well, I actually took them with me, if you wish. Yeah, they're 6 and 8, and clearly they couldn't come on the summit. They don't have yet the endurance of doing that. But I got them to write messages on all my equipment with Sharpie extreme markers that don't fade and these extreme conditions that I was in. And, you know, when I was climbing those pitches on Denali, having the words from my daughter protrude through the snow in my Isaacs, "Mommy, you can do it. You are strong," really, really motivated me. So, and then obviously I was communicating back with the world through Instagram, and my kids could see their objects in the Instagram messages, and that made them feel they were a part of the journey as well.
How have you been able to deal with your business life, with your career? Because obviously the training takes a lot of time, and then the actual events take a lot of time. So how has that worked into your life?
Sure. It's a couple of years ago I moved, I switched to a portfolio career. I sit on boards of companies and nonprofits. So that gave me more time to do adventuring and to do more training. So this challenge took me out for a couple of months this spring, so clearly I couldn't be as present. But other than that, I was able to fit it in because of my choice of doing the portfolio job rather than the full-time job.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's quite an accomplishment. You should be proud of yourself. This is a very, very interesting overview. If you want to see more about what Masha has done, follow her exploring, if you will. Go to facebook.com/ Sharpie to see the story of her doing the Grand Slam. And hopefully now you've done this. What do you do now for excitement?
Well, I'm going to take my kids on an adventure holiday this summer in Costa Rica, and then I will attempt a first ascent in Nepal, so that's the ultimate prize.
Good luck to you. Nice to meet you. Thank you. Masha Gordon, who has done extraordinary things that she didn't expect she would accomplish. 21 after the hour.